Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here's a recap of our stories from December 26th through January 1st. First responders and healthcare workers are starting to receive COVID-19 vaccinations, the Oswego County Health Department announced December 24th. New York State has set up 10 regional hubs to coordinate activities with local hospitals and healthcare providers who are administering vaccinations. People who are approved to receive the vaccine this week and next week include hospital-based healthcare workers, federally qualified health center-based healthcare workers, emergency medical services workers, medical examiners, coroners, and funeral workers, residents and staff of long-term care facilities, residents and staff of congregate residential settings that serve vulnerable populations. The state is sending registration information to these agencies for people who are eligible for the vaccine. As more vaccines become available, vaccination will expand to other groups and the general public. The health department is also urging residents to receive their flu shots. Additional information is posted on the Health Department's COVID-19 page at health.oswegocounty.com/COVID-19. 10 residents of the city of Oswego have been named Hometown Heroes for their selfless contributions to the community. The Hometown Heroes program was a joint effort sponsored by the city of Oswego, launched for the first time earlier last month. The program was developed as a way to recognize individuals who go about improving the lives of others through their generosity, energy, and spirit. The idea was the creation of Oswego Police Department community policing members Chelsea Jovo and Steve Carroll. Nominations were sought in early December and judged by a committee led by United Way Executive Director Pat DeWine. Jennifer Lacerdo, an employee with the Oswego City County Youth Bureau, helped organize this year's nomination process. The list of this year's hometown heroes are as follows: Roberta Barbera, Jackie Booley, Jeremy Donahue, James Loomis, Kristen Naylor, Dom Pike, Melissa Russell, Pastor Wade Smith, Jessica Wallace, and Elizabeth Weimer. Based on the response to this year's call for nominations, plans are underway to make this an annual December event. Oswego Health began vaccinating frontline workers last week, the institution eager to begin the process. In anticipation of the vaccine's arrival, Oswego Health developed a strict scheduling distribution plan set forth by the state and federal government. Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer Valerie Favada administered the first Oswego Health vaccine to registered nurse Ashley Sidman on December 24th. Oswego Health is preparing for its critical role in the vaccine's distribution for their staff, nursing home residents, and the public at large when the time comes. Additional information is posted on the Health Department's COVID-19 page at health.oswegocounty.com/COVID-19. The Cayuga County Sheriff's Office is alerting the public to an increasing rise in text message phishing scams. Scammers send fraudulent text messages to random cell phone numbers, which include a link, in hopes that the unsuspecting victim will click on the link and provide personal information that is being requested. Many of the phishing texts look like they were coming from the Department of Motor Vehicles and the Sheriff's Department asking for information on pistol permit applications and other pertinent information. The Sheriff's Office said both offices do not send text notifications and are asking the public to stay alert and immediately delete any suspicious texts you may receive from anyone. The Oswego County Health Department and the New York State Department of Health have updated their guidance on quarantine measures. Both departments have moved closer to guidance issued by the Centers for Disease Control provided earlier last month. Quarantine is for people who have been in close contact with a patient who has tested positive for COVID-19, whether they themselves are displaying symptoms of the disease or not. The new local guidance allows people to end quarantine after 10 days without testing, provided that they have reported no symptoms of the virus for the entire time. More information is posted on the Health Department's COVID-19 page at health.oswegocounty.com/COVID-19, or call the COVID-19 hotline at 315-349-3330. Ken's Body Shop in Oswego is celebrating 70 years of auto repair service on New Year's Day 2021. The shop first opened their doors on January 1, 1951. The business has grown from a single structure to a 17,000 square foot facility, which includes 3 buildings and 27 bays. The shop now repairs over 2,000 vehicles annually. Oswego native Ken Jones started the shop on the same property as his home, living and working there until he retired 31 years ago. His son Jeff has been running the business for the last 33 years. The shop offers a full line of auto services, ensuring quality repair work and excellent customer service and satisfaction. Ken's Body Shop has achieved manufacturer repair certifications with the following manufacturers: Ford, General Motors, Fiat, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Honda, Subaru, Nissan, Kia, and Hyundai. As always, the auto shop stands behind their work with a national lifetime warranty. Ken's Body Shop looks forward to serving the public for another 70 years, wishing Oswego and the surrounding area a happy and healthy new year. The Winona Forest Recreation Association will once again provide opportunities for winter sport enthusiasts to enjoy racing on the abundant snows of Tug Hill. Despite the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, past participants told race organizers they wanted to continue in the winter sports tradition with modifications to the regular routines. WFRA President Matt Westerlund said they believe they have found a balance between fun for the participants while adhering to the New York State health and safety guidelines. A marathon concept has been created with 5 different courses and staggered start times. Some variations have also been added to traditional events for added excitement. WFRA Ski Director Paula Yerden is excited about the season's planned races, saying people love to come to Winona to ski and race and are very happy to know that the races are still being held. Information about entering the events can be found at www.winonaforest.com/events. Please sign up early as a select number of participants will be limited. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.